Here we are in the hangar of Castle Air, standing on a platform overlooking the hangar with Keith Thompson. Keith, can you tell us a bit about some of the aircraft we can see in front of us?
They're all Augusta helicopters, so Italian-built helicopters. We're mainly featuring on the Augusta 109 helicopters, so we have two of our own machines, but we're also buying and selling Augusta 109s. Mainly buying them in from Europe, putting them through the civil aviation requirements to put them on the English register, and then selling them in within the UK. We still operate two jet rangers. We've still got G-Spay, which was the communications helicopter on Treasure Hunt. And we have a replacement for the Treasure Hunt machine now, which is in similar colours with a nice on-TV registration, and operating two jet rangers and two 109s ourselves.
G-Telly is the one I spotted from the outside. Now, obviously, that's not the interceptor helicopter, but is it the same model? It looks very similar.
Same model and in the same colours. Gene Mean was the interceptor helicopter, and at one stage we had Gene Mean and G-Telly both in exactly the same colour schemes.
So standing in front of G-Telly, it's quite big, isn't it, really, when you actually get up close?
Yeah, the Augusta 109, 2.5 tons of helicopter, 11 metre rotor diameter, twin engine, retractable undercarriage. It's quite a chunky machine, and in normal seating it can take pilot plus 7 passengers, so it gives you some idea of the size that we're talking about.
Looking on your website, this is the one you get to use for filming, isn't it?
It is used a lot for filming. It's got sliding doors on both sides, which is quite unique. And that is a great improvement for helicopters. So fitted out with TV monitors inside. So normally the director would sit in the left-hand seat with a TV monitor in front, and they're actually wired into the hardware of the helicopter. So we don't have leads going to the monitors. They're already built into the helicopter bodywork, so to speak. And the pilot has a monitor in front of him as well. So again, he can see exactly the shots that the cameraman is actually filming, and it's up to the helicopter pilot can do a tremendous amount to help and ease the workload of the cameraman. If the cameraman's trying to point his camera at a funny angle, then it means the helicopter's not in the right place to start off with.
Now sitting in the cockpit of G-Telly, and actually remarkably, you actually can't, I always imagine you'd be able to see a lot more from the pilot seat, but fairly restricted view. I suppose you're used to
You're used to it. I mean, it is quite a high instrument combing. It is quite a lot of instrumentation packed in there, because basically the helicopter is a full instrument flying kit. So it is quite high, but you get very used to looking down through the side panels to see your landing site. It's just a matter of getting used to the machinery of flying. The Jet Ranger does have more visibility, but it's very easy to fly this one.
It's quite a machine.
This is Bravo Victor Charlie Juliet, which the engineers are just finishing doing a 100-hour inspection at the moment. That one is seen on TV at the moment in the Flying Gardener series, which my colleague Michael normally flies. And that's proving a very popular program. It's almost Treasure Hunt-ish in some way, but this is, of course, looking at aerial views of the countryside, and specifically for gardening views and visiting local garden areas and things.
This is the replacement for the Treasure Hunt helicopter that you were talking about, Jet Ranger 3.
Jet Ranger 3, but with a slightly larger C-20R engine. Again, it's got sliding doors on one side. It's the latest mark and model of Jet Ranger currently available, and we updated the Jet Ranger fleet 2 years ago. Originally it came from Turkey, this machine, and Michael flew it all the way back from Turkey, which was quite an expedition.
It has two blades.
Yeah, again, this is an Augusta Bell helicopter. Bell is an American company, but Augusta built the helicopters under license. Quite a lot of Bell helicopters just have two blades, and it's just a different style of things, two bigger blades rather than four smaller ones. But again, Bell with their newer products now are going into four-bladed rotors rather than the two.
What's the range of this kind of aircraft?
Range with a full load of fuel, maybe 350 miles. The more people you put in, the less fuel you can take, so the range goes down.
What's the usual application for this kind of craft?
The original application.
What do people usually buy these for?
It's normally for passenger work. The jet range is one of the smallest turbine-powered helicopters you can get, and it is used for private flying, carrying pilot plus two or three or four people maximum, and used for private charter work. But we find it also very good for filming. We attach camera equipment to the front of the helicopter or on the side to give us various views.
Oh, yes, please, yeah.
This is maybe what you're more used to. You've got easier access and better pilot's view looking out the window as well.
Cheers, thanks. So it's actually much more of a better view in here than in G Telly, and you can see much more
a much more open cockpit and more of a traditional style of helicopter as most people would think, with a center console of instruments and clear perspex to see out of, very airy, light cabin, and a nice machine.
As you say, this is a very similar machine to the one used in Treasure Hunter. It actually seems much smaller than it does on the television.
Yeah, the television does increase distances and size. They also makes people look heavier than they are, but I'm not too sure about that.
But the thing about Treasure Hunter, of course, and Interceptor and the other shows, is you fly with the doors off. Now, I can't imagine being up in the air, a couple of thousand feet up, with the doors off this thing. What's that like?
We would keep the pilot door on, and the rear right-hand door. We would have the left-hand door where Annika Rice was, and the rear left-hand door where the cameraman was. You had a little bit of air swirling around in the cockpit as you were flying along, but we kept the speed down to actually quite low speeds. We'd most likely be flying between location at 60, 70 knots. You're not flying at full speed, and there is actually a restriction for speed with the doors removed anyway. I've only flown once with the door off on my side. We did that for a particular program where we had four parachutists, and so we had all doors off for that one. The parachutists actually were sat in their seats, and when we got up to about 5,000 feet, the parachutists got out onto the skids, and we're just two on either side of the skids. And they just let go of the aircraft and waved bye-bye as they fell backwards off, and that was mostly strange. It was for a TV program, so we were flying quite close to Farnborough, and they were parachuting down to start off a race. They parachuted down, handed the baton on to somebody else, and off they went on a race.